بنت جبال زنده است و ایستاده است.
A few hundred meters from a country Iran doesn't recognize. This is the closest the Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has ever been to Israel. And from a Lebanese village known for its long struggle with Israel, Ahmadinejad delivered a message his enemy would have heard loud and clear. Tehran will continue to support Hezbollah.
The people of Iran will support you forever. You are like the unmovable mountain. We are proud of you, and we will keep on supporting you forever.
But the 15-minute speech was moderate when compared to statements Ahmadinejad is known for. It is a sensitive time in Lebanon, where some parties considered the Iranian president's visit to the south as unwarranted provocation and a sign that Iran, through its ally Hezbollah, is using the border with Israel to pursue its agenda. The criticism, however, didn't stop him from visiting the region.
Bint Ishbael is a symbolic village. 10 years ago, Hezbollah Secretary General Hassan Nasrallah delivered a victory speech at this stadium when Israel ended its 22-year occupation of southern Lebanon. It is now known as the capital of liberation and resistance following the 2006 war with Israel.
Messages of defiance welcomed by Hezbollah's Shiite constituency. They say it was only normal to thank a man who supported them more than the Lebanese state. But others view Iran's backing of Hezbollah as undermining the state. Critics warned Ahmadinejad to act as the president of Iran and not the president of a part of Lebanon. A man known for his controversial statements, Ahmadinejad seemed to be avoiding controversy in what has been seen as a controversial visit. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, South Lebanon.